Okay, so when you hear things about Scripture, where do we find Scripture? Do you know what books we find them in? Yeah? In the Bible. And so I brought a couple different versions. Now, this one is the Beginner's Bible. So it's got nice pictures, and the stories are pretty simple. Do you guys have Bibles like this when you were a little kid? Some of you did, yeah? And then when you go to middle school and high school and you come to youth group, we start using a Bible like this. It doesn't have any pictures. It's just lots of words. And then when you go to the hotels, if you look in the drawer, they have Bibles that look like this. Every hotel has one. Isn't that interesting? Have you guys ever done that? Next time you're in a hotel, open the little table next to the bed. There's a drawer, and look for this Bible. And then when you get really into studying the Bible, you get a bigger one. Like this one's the Oxford Annotated Bible, and it has all these little explanations at the bottom, and it introduces everything, but no pictures, right? And then I found this big, huge, honking one. It weighs a ton. I found that one, and it was in the library. And it was given to our church by people who were preparing to read Scripture in church, like whoever comes up and reads. And look at this one. No pictures, but really big print, huh? I could use this one. It's pretty good. And then I found this teeny tiny little one in Reverend Jeannie's office. No pictures either, but teeny tiny little print. You want to pass it around and look at it because it's so cute? So those are all different kinds of Bible or Scripture. Yeah, Uzo? You have a question?
Are the Bibles fun?
Are the Bibles fun? Like, are there fun stories in them? Oh, yeah. There's stories about chariot races and fights and natural disasters and floods and animals and people moving and a whole bunch of stories about miracles and a whole bunch of things in the Bible that teach us how we're supposed to be. And that's called, well, if you read it, you become wise. And that's what line I want someone to read. Would you like to do it, Tibetchi? Okay, come on over here. Every Bible has like the story for this Sunday. Sometimes they sound a little different, just the way they write it. So I'm going to have you read what I thought was a pretty important line. Let me give you the microphone. Yeah, the part that's yellow.
The Scriptures are able to make you wise, and that wisdom leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank you. That was excellent. So the Scriptures, and where do we find Scripture? In the Bible. And if you read it and you learn it and you think about it, what does it make you?
Wise.
Wise. And what's wise?
Smart.
A special kind of smart. Does anyone know that what kind of smart it is when you're wise? Yeah? Uzo, what do you think it is? Like when old people are smart? Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Yes. And what's another definition for wise? Yeah, when you're smart about the Bible. But you know what wisdom really means? Is you're smart about doing the right thing. So that's why we have you guys, we always read Scripture from the Bible, and you guys have Bibles at home for the fun stories, the exciting stories. There's some gross and disgusting stories. If you read it, you will find them. And stories about Jesus. And stories that if we pay attention will make us wise. So good, you guys got it. Well, let's get together and we can all put our hands on this big 20-pound Bible and we'll say our prayer. Can you get in here, Uzzah? Make a little room for him. Okay, get your hand on there. Dear God, we thank you for the stories that we find in Scripture in the Bible. Help us to find time to read them and to pay attention and to get wise so we're smart and we know the right thing to do. We ask this in your holy name. What do you guys say?
Amen.
Hmm? What?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Thank you. All right, I'll see you later.